Okay, I'm going to talk about two things today. I'm going to actually... Tonight's homework is actually not going to be based on today's lesson. Today's lesson is kind of a long, kind of, I don't want to say scary, but a little bizarre. So since the lesson is a little unusual, Eric, could you turn around? Could you just throw me one of those erasers? Thank you. Since the lecture I'm doing today is a little hard to wrap, sometimes to take all in, I'm actually taking 2 days on the lecture, which means tonight's homework is really just the same thing as what you did last night, but just problems where you might have an extra little asymptote. I'm not going to, you'll read the slides. If a vertical asymptote cancels out, it's a whole. Everyone agrees on that, right? And if the vertical asymptote doesn't cancel out, you plot 3 points on the left and right. Make sense? Is everyone all right on that? Okay, tell me about this graph right here. Y equals 1 over x squared minus 4. Tell me what the vertical is. Are there any holes?
No.
No holes. Any vertical asymptotes?
Yes.
How many?
Two.
Where are they?
-2.
Good. 2 and negative 2. All right, this first graph, number 19, left to right, how many sections were there? Just left to right. Two sections, right? Because there's one vertical asymptote, so you did 3 on the left, 3 on the right. How about that one right there in blue? How many sections were there left to right?
Two.
How about 27? How many sections were there left to right? A whole at x equals?
One.
Negative 1. Negative 1. Let me just put that hole in. That's okay. If you plug negative 1 into the original, if you plug negative 1 in, you actually get negative 1 half. Put it in here. It would be there. Okay? No, there's a vertical asymptote because you can't plug in 1. But there's a hole at negative 1 because it canceled out, right?
Okay.
And if you plug negative 1 into this function, you get negative 1 half. So the hole is actually at negative 1, negative 1 half.
Yeah.
Make sense?
By accident, I added
some stuff. Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. So on 27, perfect example, the hole we plotted, the vertical asymptote, otherwise we went right and left 3 points. Okay, how many areas are there here, left to right?
Three.
So how do you think you're going to plot points for this one?
Three
in each. Three on the left, three on the right, three in the middle. This is where I told you also. Now, I actually should put that on, but there we go. What's the limit of that function? Y. Good. High powers in the bottom, limit is equal to 0. Boy, you're ready for the limits part of the test tomorrow. What if this graph doesn't go like this? But let's say the one point was here, the other point was down there. Dog in the middle. To the right. Where's the dog going? Towards the right. He's going down towards that asymptote. To the left. Where's the dog going? Up towards that asymptote. Don't be bothered by crossing the horizontal asymptote in the middle. I've told you this over and over again, but it's kind of one of those things that my droning voice just goes right over. A horizontal asymptote is a measure of a limit as x gets huge. That is, it's a measure of what's happening when x is a big number, not when x is a tiny number. Now, this is not actually the graph of this function, but you may see functions like this where you cross the horizontal. It's okay. You just can't cross a vertical. Okay, tonight the problems will be like this one. I'm actually starting today to get you ready for the next night's homework, Friday night's homework, which we'll probably actually get to start in class. Does anyone know the word oblique other than in weightlifting?
Is it like not straight?
A not what?
Not
Not straight. Oblique can be... Let's see. No, ellipse is another name for an oval. Okay, let's talk about oblique. Did you notice last night that all the graphs that had vertical asymptotes also had limits? Vertical asymptote has a limit. The one underneath, the blue one, vertical asymptote has a limit. Vertical asymptote has a limit. The holes meant the vertical asymptotes went away, and so there was no limit. What if instead we have a situation where we have no limit, but we also have a vertical asymptote? And I'm going to look at this problem right here.
So there's like no dotted line, basically.
Well, this one will. Look at this one right here, x squared plus 2x plus 3. Does everyone agree that that has a vertical asymptote?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But this one also has a no limit. Number 27 had a limit, number 19 had a limit, number 21 had a limit. Here, I suddenly have a problem that does not have a limit. So let's graph it. Let's see what happens. Yeah?
Quick question. For the test, is the limit...
Can you hold off to that question till at the end of class?
Okay.
I want to focus on what we're doing here. All right? Write that, just write your question down at the top of your page, okay? We should have time at the end of class. Okay, y equals x squared plus 2x plus 3 over x. What is the vertical asymptote?
X equals 0.
Can anyone look at that line and estimate what you think the oblique asymptote might be?
Yes.
What do you think?
It's kind of...
Okay, I'll come back. Estimate what you think it is.
Y equals x.
Y equals x. You think it's a slanted line?
Yeah.
I think it's like
x plus 3.
Or plus 1. 2.
X plus something.
It's a line that appears to have a slope of 1 and a y-intercept of... Does this look good?
Yeah.
Okay, let's look at our table. Now, I'm not going to go too far in this. Oh, crap. I didn't mean to do that. Oh. Yeah, I don't want that there, though. I don't know. Is it a circle?
It's a circle.
I mean, best other than I have no idea.
Okay.
Avi? Sometimes that little voice that's in your head, just stay in there. Okay. All right, guys, now let's look at this. Here, this column is the function. This column is the oblique asymptote. What do you notice is happening between the function and the oblique asymptote?
They're getting closer
and closer and closer and closer. Does everyone see that? 122, let's see, let's go up here. 212.014 versus 212. They're pretty darn close, aren't they? Okay, let's watch this. No. Well, let's see if that, you know what? Let's do this. I'm going to go out. Okay. And then I'm going to focus in on, so I can't even see my other graph right now, right? But we know it might be there. What line was, what color, my function was what color?
Blue.
Okay, watch this. I'm zooming in. I'm zoom boxing. It's there. Are they actually on top of each other?
Yeah.
They're really, really close. Look where I am. I am in the 4,000 range. 4,857.96 to 4,857.96. Guess what? I'm looking at 1/100th of a difference in my x at best. My oblique is still slightly below my function. That's kind of cool. The question becomes why. Why is the oblique slightly off from the function? All right, so let's go back to the PowerPoint. The vertical asymptote stayed, but the graph did not level off this time. Did you know it leveled, but it leveled in a line, not in a horizontal pattern, but it leveled on a diagonal. And it leveled on a diagonal at that, what we call an oblique asymptote. And to give you a little information, we had the function y equals x squared plus 2x plus 3 divided by x, and the oblique asymptote, remember, the oblique is not the function we're graphing. The oblique is the electric fence that the dog is running really, really close to. This was the line y equals x plus 2. If I had graphed the line y equals x squared plus 2 plus x plus 3 over x, the oblique asymptote here would have been y equals x plus 1. Don't you remember, I had people guess what they thought it was, and we drew all the lines, and we found the line that fit?
Is there a way to find
it? We're not there yet, though. We're not there yet.
These are guesses.
This was the function, and we guessed, and people got around, and people pretty much agreed that y equals x plus 2 was it.
Okay.
Because it was always, it never actually touched it. X plus 3 crossed one side, x crossed the other side. I'm telling you right now that if I were to graph this function, the oblique would be y equals x plus 1. I'm also going to tell you, if I were to graph this function, the oblique, notice, I am not saying that these simplify. I'm telling you what the oblique asymptote would be. The oblique asymptote would be x plus 3 for this function. Just throw that out there for a minute. We're going to see if we can figure out how. You can have oblique asymptotes that are parabolas. Yeah.
Do the things on either side of the parabola? That's pretty cool.
Let me see if I can come up with one. Let me think. Wait.
So the only difference is that an oblique is a diagonal instead of like a straight.
Yeah, an oblique is a non-horizontal asymptote. And a oblique asymptote is a non-horizontal asymptote.
That wouldn't be.
Yeah, but verticals are automatically restrictions. Obliques, it's horizontal or oblique. You can't have a horizontal and an oblique. Let me see if I can find. I think this is going to be the. This is going to be an. This is going to be a parabolic oblique asymptote. Let me do this. And the oblique asymptote is going to be in red. Don't worry about how I know where it is. That's the oblique.
So weird.
Yep.
Does that have anything to do with the denominator?
In a way, it does have to do with the denominator.
Because they're the same.
Well, but notice what I changed. I changed the numerator, so the picture changed.
Yeah.
Okay. I am going to, okay, so when the limit does not exist and there is a restriction, then there will be an oblique asymptote. That's the question of, let's see, let me just go here for a second. I know there's an oblique asymptote when the limit does not exist and there is a restriction. When the limit does not exist, and there is a restriction. What is the definition of a non-horizontal asymptote? You can, but remember I just showed you one that was a parabola.
There has to be a horizontal asymptote, right? Or
no, a restriction is a vertical. No, because then you're dealing with things that aren't functions anymore. If you close an asymptote, you're implying it's going to go around it, and if it goes around it, it's going to be not a function. It's not going to be a function anymore. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now the question becomes, how do I find that oblique asymptote? Do not be looking ahead in the slides if you have the slides, because then you've ruined the discovery. Does everyone agree with me that I could write this function as x plus 2 plus 3 over x? Does everyone agree with me?
Uh-huh.
If I, x squared over x plus 2x over x plus 3 over x. Does everyone agree with me that this function could also be written as x plus 1 plus 3 over x? Function oblique. Function oblique. What's the difference between the function and the oblique right here? What is? And as x gets really, really, really huge, tell me about 3 over x. Goes pretty much, remember how it looked like there was no difference and we had to get really, really close to find the difference? How about what's the difference between this line and this line?
3 over x.
3 over x. And as x gets really, really huge, that difference gets very, very small. This is another way to write this. I'm going to ask you in a minute how you get it. This is another way to write this. What's the difference between the oblique and the function? And as x gets real, oh no, excuse me, x minus 1, excuse me, x minus 1, my mistake. And as x gets really, really huge, what sticks over an enormous number minus 1? A really small number. Can anyone tell me how I can convert from this to this? Avi? No, I thought you had it. No, come on.
Divide the last one by x.
Oh, how about just
one
divide?
Okay.
Divide the denominator into the numerator. Divide x squared plus 2x plus 3. Divide. How do we divide something that's a binomial? Or a little shortcut I called you called? There we go. Okay. And this is great because I've never taught synthetic before. It's because I loved you a little more than I loved all my previous classes. Oh, I said that on my, that's so awkward. Okay, find the oblique. I've never taught synthetic. I just decided this year, you know what, let's just get to synthetic division. So if you need to review that, go back in your notes. You do need to know how to do synthetic division. To find the oblique, long divide the denominator into the numerator and ignore the remainder because the remainder is... tells us what? The little bit that doesn't matter. That's really what the function is. The function includes the remainder. The oblique asymptote does not include the remainder. Do we kind of wrap our minds around this? Kind of? A little bit? The quotient is that oblique asymptote. The remainder is that tiny bit that makes it different. It says right there. Now, the next thing I'm going to tell you, though, is be very careful, because it is not unusual on a test for someone to find the vertical, find the oblique, and think they're done. They haven't ever actually graphed the function. They graphed the vertical and the oblique, and they're like, oh, I'm done. Make sure you can tell the difference. Either make sure that every asymptote is dashed, or in a different color, or using a highlighter, something. I don't mind that you bring that stuff into a test. You need to be able to tell the difference between an oblique and a vertical, and an oblique in your function. That's the important part. I don't normally have problems on these kinds of problems, like the number 19 from the homework. Everyone knows how to do number 19. People are really good at doing 27s. It's problems like this where you've had to do some work to find the oblique. They graph the oblique, they graph the vertical, and they think they're done. So be careful of that. Christy.
So on the test, if you're going to, you just put like these two things together, like we're going to have to graph all three, like we're going to find the vertical and the oblique and the horizontal and the limit.
Right, well, you're going to find if there's a hole, you're going to find if there's a vertical, and then you're going to find if there is a horizontal or oblique. You can only have a horizontal or an oblique. You can't have both. That's probably an important point to write down. Horizontals and obliques are what are called mutually exclusive. Do you guys know what mutually exclusive means?
If
you have one, you can't have the other. So you might want to write down. You really, really, really might want to write down that if you have a horizontal, you can't have an oblique. If you have an oblique, you can't have a horizontal. Not for one particular graph. Now, what we are going to do is actually stop right here. Because I just want this to sink in tonight. When we come back on Friday, I expect you, along with doing the homework, to have reviewed this little tiny piece of notes. So that Friday we can start and find the horizontals, find the obliques, find the verticals, and do some graphing. Because nothing else is going to change. And then what I'm going to say for the rest of class is, I know there are people who have some questions about the review. I'm going to stay here and answer those questions.